This is the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Prime Minister Mia Motley defends the Education Ministry's proposed letter to be sent to parents, while the opposition leader criticizes government on its continued borrowing and wants an account on monies allocated for other major projects. More tributes pour in for the late broadcaster Maurice Norville, and Barbados gets its first human rights commissioner. This is the 7:30 edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley defended the Ministry of Education's plan to issue letters to parents about the value of education. Responding to opposition leader Ralph Thorne's claim that the letter was a way to fight an upsurge of violence, Motley stressed the letter's purpose was simply to highlight that education in Barbados has a zero balance. She was speaking during the resolution by government to secure an over $300 million loan to extend the Queen Elizabeth Hospital to the Enmore site.
Mr. Speaker, I raise on a point of order because the Honourable Member, as is his wont, continues to not just mislead, but to misunderstand the value of numbers. And I can empathize with him because somebody who doesn't understand numbers will not understand the value of zero. But the average Bajan, from primary school child right up to grandparent or great-grandparent, understands that zero means nothing. And that if a letter goes stating that this is what the government of Barbados is paying on your behalf and that you have a zero balance, Mr. Speaker, it must mean that there is nothing to be paid by anybody.
The Prime Minister reminded the Leader of the Opposition about his party's decision to remove free education in Barbados.
But I find it curious that the person who claims to lead the Democratic Labour Party now, having been a recent acolyte in the last 2 years, may have forgotten that the only political party in Barbados since independence that has ever tried and succeeded on charging Barbadians for education, kicking down the ladder on which they themselves rose, is the Democratic Labour Party. And the only person in this chamber who can speak to both occasions is myself.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Meanwhile, the opposition leader wants government to give an account for the millions of dollars they borrowed from the European Investment Bank to construct a hospital in St. Lucie. Mr. Thorne criticized the Mia Motley-led administration for sustained borrowing to finance its projects.
This government took a loan of $120 million from the European Investment Bank and has not given account for it. This is serious business because they leak out the money that was intended to build a hospital in St. Lucie, a building that is now housing migrant workers. Where is the $120 million government? Where is it? And claiming perfection and claiming proper fiscal management and financial management of this country's resources, where's the money? I started out on that because I wanted to stay in the minds of Barbadians. I'm not saying that this government stole anything, but the people want the government to account for it.
He also argued that the extended facility at the QEH would have been better suited at an old hospital site.
There's only one engineer here, apart from one economist, there's only one engineer. And that engineer would tell you that it would probably have been more prudent to expand the hospital along Jemmons Lane. But this government will now be reminded by me, speaking on behalf of the people of Barbados, that rather than expand the hospital easily across the road, they gave away the lands. They gave away the lands. Highly valuable lands. And they gave it to a bank.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne, still in the House of Assembly, MP for St. Philip South and Minister of Agriculture, Indar Weir, defended the decision to extend the hospital to the Enmore site.
Now, the Honourable Leader of the Opposition has a fetish with over on Bay Street, where the old Ministry of Health used to be. But he doesn't understand that the expansion work is supposed to seamlessly move from within the QEH over across to the other side so that the services can be delivered by way of a transit point between the two And that if you have to do major surgery, sir, if you have to do major surgery, it is easier to traverse across in the system that is set up to get across than to come from Oak Bay Street to get to the hospital.
MP for St. Philip South and Minister of Agriculture, Indar Weir. This country has appointed its first ever human rights commissioner. Government has selected former Senator President Kerry-Ann Ifill for the historic role, which took effect on December 1st. Our reporter Ricardo Roberts tells us more.
Ms. Ifill met with Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley and Attorney General Dale Marshall to discuss her office's mandate yesterday. Prime Minister Motley emphasized the office's independence and the need for new legislation to protect citizens from discrimination beyond employment, a key focus for the new commissioner. A.G. Marshall noted that establishing the commissioner's office is a gold standard for countries ensuring promotion, monitoring, and compliance with human rights across the nation. Ms. Ifill welcomed the opportunity, noting that the commission will be dedicated to promoting, protecting, and upholding human rights, including investigating complaints and ensuring Barbados's compliance with international treaties. The appointment comes as the world celebrates International Human Rights Day today. Ricardo Roberts, Starcom Network News.
Tributes continue to pour in for the late broadcaster Maurice Norville, who passed away yesterday following a prolonged illness. Veteran broadcaster Vic Fernandes described him as the consummate professional in broadcasting.
I'm deeply saddened by the news that Maurice Norville has passed away. When I think of Maurice Norville, I think of the consummate broadcast professional. He was someone that you would want to emulate. When I turned on the radio, as I frequently did in the mornings, to see how things were going on the Starcom stations, once I heard Maurice's voice, I knew that I could go back to sleep, I could go in the gym, I could do whatever else I wanted to do, knowing that that station was in the hands of a competent, capable, and professional broadcaster. He was the broadcaster's broadcaster, a wonderful and warm human being, caring, understanding, never a person that I found contentious in any way, amiable and caring, but a professional in every sense of the word.
That's veteran broadcaster and former CEO of the OCM Group, Vic Fernandes, giving a tribute to the late Maurice Norville. President of the Barbados-based Caribbean Development Bank, Daniel Best, has warned that corruption remains one of the biggest obstacles to sustainable development across the region. In a statement issued yesterday to mark International Anti-Corruption Day, Mr. Best said the CDB is using the occasion to reaffirm its commitment to the core principles essential for effective development, which are transparency, integrity, and accountability. Mr. Best highlighted the global scale of the problem, citing United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who has estimated that $1 trillion U.S. dollars is paid in bribes every year, with an additional $2.6 trillion in stolen, which is stolen through corruption. Former President of Barbados, Her Excellency the Most Honourable Dame Sandra Mason, will throw the switch to turn on the lights of more than 100 Christmas trees in Bridgetown this evening. It marks the Commonwealth Society of Barbados' 12th edition of Christmas in the Square, the annual event that attracts scores of Barbadians and visitors to Bridgetown at the Yuletide season. The 5 p.m. public opening ceremony in Independence Square once again highlights the work and contribution to youth in Barbados. The educational project is a culmination of the diligent research and creative talents of the participating students from nursery, primary, and secondary schools across Barbados and members of the youth groups. Our top stories. Prime Minister Mia Motley defends the Education Ministry's proposed letter to be sent to parents highlighting the value of education. She made the comments in the House of Assembly yesterday evening. While the opposition leader criticizes the government on its continued borrowing and wants an account on monies allocated for other major projects. More tributes pouring for the late broadcaster Maurice Norville. Veteran Vic Fernandes makes a stunning tribute. And Barbados gets its first human rights commissioner. Former Senator Senate President Kerry-Ann Ifill gets the honor. This has been the 7:30 edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good morning.
Thank you, Barry. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.